Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Growers, have you found yourself with more ground to cover this spring? DuPont Pioneer has a great supply of locally proven corn, soybean, and sorghum products and can help you match the right product with the right acre. Start off strong this season with a total package of high-yielding genetics, proven agronomic and defensive traits, and advanced seed treatment options. Contact your Pioneer sales professional today for localized solutions and the kind of tireless support you can depend on. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
She's the tough lady of hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields, and with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee carries the graze and grain tradition of OSU wheat breeding. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
The cattle futures closed quite strong today. August feeders were up $2.50 at 141.77. We bounced from the low 2 days ago and have held the low from the middle part of June. So there is some optimism brought into the market. We're still below the moving average and the high that was set at the first week of July, which was just above 145. In the August futures, it was actually a 146.10. So that'll be the next target, not only the moving average, but that resistance level at 146. The market does go through there. We do have some seasonal strength this time of year going through the month of August, and so there is a little bit of hope looking at the market there. Now, live cattle were strong as well. Live cattle in August up $1.12. That's about $4 off at $1.12, up $1.12. And that's about $4 off the low from 2 days ago, and nearly a dollar off of the high from earlier today. Box beef at midday perked up just a little bit, up 27 cents on choice at 205.46. Select was down $1.55 at 193.96. Cash market is undeveloped, but 116 bid and 120 ask at this point. And then the feeder cattle index is 144.72 yesterday, which is at a premium to where the current August futures market is currently trading.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were higher this morning but fell apart mid-morning as the noon weather forecast was slightly changed. The weather forecast added a little bit of rain and took away some of the heat as that ridge moves out of some of the heart and soul of the corn and soybean belt. So both of those markets started to tumble mid-morning. Corn ended up the day down about 5 to 6 cents, and that was about 17 cents off of the contract highs from earlier today and overnight. Beans, on the other hand, were about 60 plus cents off of their high from earlier today. November beans closed down 42 cents at 10.63. Their high overnight was $11.23. And with corn and beans selling off, the wheat followed. Kansas City and Chicago wheat both down about 4 cents. We had an export sales report this morning, which was favorable to corn. Both old and new crop were around 675,000 metric tons, both higher than expected. Soybeans were considered weak compared to estimates at 364,000 old crop and new crop 547. And then wheat was lower than expected at 317,000. Tomorrow morning we've got NOPA crush report, which could affect the market. But overall, it seems like this time of year, as the growing season's here, we get the weather swings due to weather forecast. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.